following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Welcome to Wilson Wednesdays. Hi.
Hi.
Hello there. Well, welcome to Wilson Wednesdays.
Yes.
We are here. We're back.
Dave Taylor,
high school youth pastor Dave Taylor.
Yes.
Took over for us last week, and he did a phenomenal job as he sat in my office.
I was confused because I thought it was you.
Right.
When I first turned it on, I was like, that's Jeff's bookcase. That has to be Jeff.
This is his office. It's his desk.
I'm glad
it must
he
be
explained
Jeff.
It wasn't him.
It wasn't me. It wasn't me. But we just went somewhere last weekend that we wanted to share with you about.
This past weekend. Yeah.
Would you like to say where we went?
We went to the Married Couples Retreat.
MCR.
In the house.
Yep.
Mike
and Susie Rodriguez, who are part of Refuge, have this incredible. Have an incredible team of people that meet together in the year, throughout the year, and pray together over couples, organize all these things at a really nice hotel at an affordable price. Yes. And it's a weekend away. And we want to say, if you are a married couple or you have grandkids who are married or sons and daughters who are married, you should send it to them next year.
Yes.
Send them to this next year.
Yes. They do an awesome job. The whole team that puts it together, they spend the entire year, like they are probably already planning next year.
Oh, yeah.
And throughout the year, they get together and they pray together about the retreat and start working on stuff right away.
It's 2 hours away. It's just a quick
to Palm
Springs.
Coachella Valley.
La Quinta.
It was fun. No, it was great.
Yeah.
And it wasn't too hot this time. I mean, it was like in the 90s, but usually when we go in June,
it was
more
like
100.
Oh, yeah.
Usually when we go in June, it's like 120.
Hot. But we may go in June again, but you can still get past
the
heat.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Because you're inside and there's a
pool
and there's air conditioning. And there's places to eat.
Lots of places to eat.
The coolest, not the coolest thing, but one of the cool things this year was that we got to see a lot of young couples coming, and we love having all the different stages and all the different ages.
It's what
there.
Makes Refuge Refuge.
Yeah. But it was cool to see some of our former high school students when Jeff was doing high school ministry are now married and at the retreat, and just seeing them start off it right in the sense of like wanting to get connected and wanting to learn and grow from the Lord, and not the attitude of like we figured it all out, we're good, you know, because you do that if you're like newlyweds, or even if you're a new mom, you can be like, I've read all this stuff, but I'm gonna do better than all
or you feel like we don't have it together, we're really struggling in this first year of marriage,
and everybody else does,
and everybody else is gonna have it figured out, which is just a lie.
Yeah.
One of the cool things too was, and kind of to Bethany's point, is that there was a couple there that had been married for 52 years, and then there was a couple that had been married for 3 months.
Yeah.
So that was cool. And and then many, obviously, in between.
Yeah.
I think there's like 80 couples that come
there. Yeah.
So 160 people.
Yeah.
And the fellowship and the hanging out in between sessions.
Yeah.
And I feel like people can go to this and not really know a lot of people at Refuge, and they're going to get to know some people and couples at Refuge.
Yeah.
I mean, and the speaking...
Yeah, so Jim and Christy Gallagher from Calvary Chapel, Vero Beach in Florida. The cool thing is they both grew up in Huntington Beach. So they were Oilers, graduated from Huntington High School. So that was kind of fun to connect with them and hear their story. And so they really, he said at the end, they really connected with us feeling like, oh, you're from like my hometown and, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, but really great messages on marriage and building blocks of marriage and, and Christy shared as well, so it was good to hear from both of them. And I was going to say the worship was
awesome. Come on.
Bring it. It was so good. Dominic and April Bally.
Emily.
Why did I say April?
I don't know.
Emily Bally. Love them so much. And both of them together really ministered to us as a group, having us pray over each other during that worship time and just leading us in a really sweet time of worship.
Yeah.
So it was really cool. And then our own Jesse Rodriguez led the last Sunday, and that was sweet as well.
They, you know, the couple retreat or the team, they try to get top quality at the speaking area and in the music and worship area. And I feel like they really did that this year.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, it was amazing.
The amenities in the hotel are phenomenal. They actually upgraded the entire hotel. So we've been going there for a couple of years. Yeah. And this year, it was like walking into a brand new...
Yeah.
New carpet, new everything. So
yeah, it was cool.
You got to come next year. One of the things that stood out to me is one of the messages that Jim gave was about, he was from Psalms, and I don't remember which psalm it was, but it was the idea that there was these little foxes who were going into the fields and they would destroy and ruin the fields. Mm-hmm. And so his warning to us as married couples, I think even if you're watching this today and you're not married, the idea of these little foxes ruining parts of your life, if you don't take care of the little foxes, you got to figure out what are those things that are keeping my fields or my relationship with the Lord or my relationship with my spouse from growing and pay attention to those little foxes that will at times sneak up and get into your fields and wreak havoc on your fields. And so that was one of the ones that stood out to me. And he came up with some different little foxes.
Yeah. And it can be like the smallest things, like attitudes towards the people around you, or it could be, you know, bigger things of, you know, whether you're watching something like, you know, I don't know, pornography, addictions or anything like that, you know, those foxes that can start really little and just destroy everything. So that was huge. And he talked about hiding under the shadow of the Almighty. That was really
that was
cool.
Good.
The protection that comes from hiding in the Lord. And what the Lord spoke to me that I kind of just shouted out at the end, at the very, very
I shouted out.
No, not like that. But that I want to encourage you, whether you, no matter what stage of or season of life that you're in, is that go to people with if there is something that you are dealing with that you are feeling like, I'm probably crazy. I am probably the only person who deals with this. If you're a married couple, we are probably the only ones that are ever going through this. I'm not talking to anybody about this. And the Lord really impressed upon me to share, like, bring those things to light, because I promise you somebody else in the world, and probably the person that you talk to, has gone through what you're going through, knows somebody is big. So you're never going to be like this big shock to somebody of like, I can't believe you think that. I can't believe you feel that way. And so when we bring things to the light, the enemy, the power that the enemy has in that thing, when we keep it inside and we let him bring anxiety and fear and all these other things playing with it in our minds, and then we attack it with our own minds, it takes the power out of it when we bring it to light. So I had shared something with Jeff at the retreat that I was feeling, and just verbally bringing it to the light and praying together over that thing just brings so much freedom and so much relief in it. So I just encourage you in whatever, wherever you are in your walk with the Lord, if there's anything that you just are wrestling with on your own, to really pray about, maybe going to somebody and asking them to pray for you over that thing.
Yeah, which is why also, too, it's important to be in community so that when those things come up, you have a trusted sister or trusted brother that you can go and share something like that with. And those are relationships oftentimes built over time and seasons. And so being in community with a group of people where you feel like, well, I'm hearing that I need to share this with someone, and here's who I would share it with. And real quick, and then we're out. Wilson Wednesday will come to an end. If you want to listen to those marriage messages that were given by Jim and Christy Gallagher, we're going to have those on refugefamily.com in our message section. Sermon section, I think is what it's called. I can't remember exactly what the label is.
Study.
Within the next couple of days. So, and you can send those to someone. You could listen to them yourself. However you want to do it, they're available. They will be available. Have a great rest of your week. And we'll see you hopefully either tomorrow night or tonight at Resonance, or we will see you this weekend.
Yeah.
Have a great week.
Yeah. Wilson's out, right?
Wilson's out.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door. that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.